Governor Evers says he's going to do something Wisconsin hasn't seen in almost a decade, grant pardons. During Governor Walker's 8 years in office, he said the appeals process is adequate and that he wasn't going to override that system. As a result, he didn't issue any pardons. Yesterday, Evers told Madison TV station WKOW that certain people convicted of felonies deserve a fresh start.
People will be able to apply, and the board will make recommendations. I think it's important. I think most people in the state understand that people are going to be rehabilitated. They need a second chance, and so this gives people the second chance.
Mark Osler is the Robert and Marion Short Professor of Law at the University of St. Thomas in Minneapolis. Mark, welcome to Central Time.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Can you give us the basics on what it means to pardon someone?
Yeah, the pardon power generally covers two different things. And one is a commutation of sentence, where the governor or president will have the ability to shorten a sentence that's being served, but it doesn't affect the underlying conviction. The second thing is a pardon, and that's something that is going to very often be given after a person has completed their sentence, and it's going to remove some of the effects of the conviction itself.
I know it varies from state to state, but what are some of those effects of a felony conviction that would still affect someone even after they complete their sentence?
Sure. It's going to affect your right to vote in some places. It's going to affect your right to possess a firearm, whether or not you can serve on a jury. And importantly, it's going to limit, in a lot of places, your ability to get certain kinds of jobs. Even as a barber, in some places you'll be limited if you have a felony conviction.
Now, we had our previous governor, Scott Walker, saying from the start he wasn't going to issue pardons. He held to that. He didn't convene a pardon committee along the way. Is that unusual? Is that something we've seen before in other states?
No, that's unusual. And, Governor Walker, in his description of it, which is, the criminal justice system gets things right, he was misunderstanding some of the fundamental reasons that we have clemency at all. And one of them is a second chance to look at someone, whether they're still in prison or whether they're out, and look for rehabilitation and try to use mercy, the clemency power, to let them rebuild their lives.
Can you talk a little bit about the history of how pardons came to be in the United States?
Yeah, I mean, they're ancient. And, of course, they go back to the earliest legal codes, actually. In England, it was the power of the king and the king alone. And that's one of the things that's unusual about it being imported in the United States and in the Constitution, is that it does allow one of the powers of kings to rest in the hand of the executive. But there was that choice by the framers of the Constitution, and the states followed, although the methods that they use vary quite a bit. But in a state like Wisconsin, you have the governor having a similar power to what the president was given by the framers of the Constitution.
Talking to Mark Osler, law professor at the University of St. Thomas in Minneapolis, about pardons here in Wisconsin. Governor Walker didn't issue any. Governor Evers has said, he's going to use that power of the governor. Yeah, one unusual thing about the pardons is the criminal justice system is in the judicial branch all the way along, and then this pardon option is in the executive branch. That is kind of an odd duck.
Yeah, it is, but it's appropriate too, in that it doesn't work very well if we leave it in the hands of prosecutors, because they're not so good at admitting that they didn't get things exactly right the first time. And we've seen that in the federal system, that in the past several decades, the Department of Justice has really captured the clemency system there. And unless there's a real forceful action by the president, as we saw at the end of President Obama's term, we haven't seen much clemency action since it was captured by the prosecutors. So the independence of the executive is really important if this tool of second chance and mercy is to mean anything.
There was just a change in Wisconsin's pardon law. The lame duck session in December was signed into law by Governor Walker. One of the changes that didn't get a lot of attention, now the governor has to report any pardons or whether his aides release anyone from prison early and then keep track of recidivism if anybody who's pardoned commits a new crime. Is that a big change? Is that a big deal?
It shouldn't be. That's transparency. Those are things that we probably wouldn't have a problem with tracking anyways, to know what the recidivism is of people who receive clemency. I realize that the purpose was probably to embarrass future governors who might use the power. But the thing is, you know, the discussion on clemency too often is driven by anecdotes, too, that if you have one person who commits a crime after they receive clemency, that makes the whole system come into question, when really what we need to do is look at it compared to the population of prisoners who are released as a whole. And what we see when we look at that generally is that the rates of recidivism are better or not worse than the comparison group.
Are there enough cases to make a valid comparison? I assume the population of people who have been pardoned or gotten clemency is much smaller than the general post-prison population.
It is. It is. It's a lot smaller. And so, we can look at similar things, especially if we're talking about cases of early release. That's where it really gets controversial. But one of the good studies we have is by the U.S. Sentencing Commission, where they changed a guideline that allowed a lot of people who had been convicted of trafficking and crack cocaine got out earlier than they would have otherwise. And they measured their recidivism rate against people who served their full term and found that there was no substantial difference between the recidivism rates.
Now, here in Wisconsin, I know the system isn't so much that the governor goes out and seeks out people who have had felony convictions to pardon. They have to apply. They have to go through this pardon board, and then the governor ultimately reviews that. Is that a pretty common practice in states around the country?
It is. It is. And, it's interesting, too, about the pardon board itself. You know, that didn't exist until 1980 when Governor Dreyfus created it. The Constitution just gives the power to the governor. But it can be a good idea to have a board if you've got good, responsible people on it. I mean, for one thing, it gives some political cover to the governor for the decisions that he or she makes. And they can do the investigation into the petitions that are put forward, too. So it'll be interesting to see who ends up being on that board.
And do we have a sense of what kinds of convictions ultimately, or people who have had particular types of convictions end up being pardoned?
Well, people who get pardons after they've completed their sentence tend to range the gamut, although it's obviously more common for lower-level crimes than higher-level ones. For people who are given a commutation, you also see that all over the place, and with fair degrees of success. Even people who have had violent felonies 30 years later or even less than that sometimes have substantially changed their lives to the point where it is reasonable to release them, and that's turned out to be the right call when they are released.
We'll leave it there for now. Mark, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
I've been talking to Mark Osler. He's the Robert and Marion Short Professor of Law at the University of St. Thomas. That's in Minneapolis. We talked with him about Governor Evers' announcement that he would use his power as governor to grant pardons and commute sentences. Governor Walker had said from the outset he wouldn't do that, and he didn't do that in his 8 years in office.